little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
This week's guest on the Sessions at Midori House is Charlie Crockett. And yes, before you ask, he is a direct descendant of Davy. Crockett hasn't always been dealt a fair hand in life. Growing up in Texas, he saw his brother go to jail, his sister sadly died, and he ended up on the streets. But lately things have been on the up for Crockett. After a decade of travelling around and busking in various American musical capitals like New York and New Orleans, he finally got a record deal. He put out a covers album of Honky Tonk Classics last year, and this year he's released his debut record of original songs called Lonesome as a Shadow. It's a marriage of blues, soul and country that suits his Cajun rasp and the musical styles he's picked up along his journey. Perhaps one of the most charming guests we've ever had on the Sessions at Midori House, Charlie Crockett came to play a few songs for us this week.
This little number here is Hello Maybell. And it's another one of them songs that I wrote in pieces, just traveling on down the highway, I guess.
One, two, three. Hello, Maybell, how you doing? It's just over there, stepping by. I come to tell you how much I need you, and if I lost you, believe I'd die. She said, boy, you so got time, yeah. Got a new man, and it just come in. I can't help you with your problem. Don't you come right here again. I've been wandering, I've gone farther across that valley, wide and deep. I want to show you what it told me. Show me you're the one for me. She said, boy, you must be crazy. Don't you know how long you've been gone? While you was out there chasing nothing, I done got busy moving on. She showed it too, just like this. Okay, Maybell, guess I'll be going. There's just one thing you should know. You'll grow tired of the boy you love, yeah. You look for me, but I'll be gone.
I was making money playing on the street, busking. And so I did that for quite a long time. And I did that in a lot of different cities. New Orleans and New York City especially. Paris, France. San Francisco, and lots of small towns in between. But I knew I wanted to play, and I wanted to sell tickets and, you know, play in theaters. I guess the way I transitioned off of the street was I started playing blues clubs, getting on stage with blues players at jams and stuff, and I did open mics too. Really, I would do all of them together all the time in different cities, and, you know, I could get some pretty good results that way. Yeah, and then I just kept playing more and more bar gigs with pickup bands, really learning to understand that the music that I was drawing from was always blues music. It just kind of growing into calling it that and understanding it and being able to communicate to other musicians and there more thoroughly to the people that, you know, I could capture that might be at the club. Then eventually I got a local agent that helped me play more and more bars and breweries in Texas. And that turned into me getting an agent in Nashville. And in the last year and a half, I've gone from playing in bars, which was just a foot in the door off the street from busking and to playing internationally, being here with you fine folks.
Well, lucky us. And so with that long history of performing live and also the style of music you do that is so meant to be played live, do you feel like more of a performance artist than a recording artist, perhaps?
Wow, that's a dang good question you got there. I don't know. Hadn't thought about it that way. I mean, I think what makes a good recording artist is a great performer. So it used to be, at least by my knowledge, you know, it's like back in the days when analog tape was all you had, the performers, a band had to be really good and nail the take, you know. So it's all about capturing the performances, what a good engineer might be saying to you in a room. And that makes sense to me because it's not about a perfect recording. It's about a magical recording. And I think that the more you play live in front of people, which is probably what that's what I really love, you know. And then to me, making a record is just capturing that. Well, here's a song, a number I reckon I picked up in Louisiana's French Quarter when I was playing on the street, a lot heavier than these days. It's called A Short Life of Trouble. Learned it off a fiddle player down there. Sweet little girl could play and sing like nothing you ever heard.
A short life of trouble, a few short days to part. A short life of trouble, little girl, avoids a broken heart. Remember what you promised, not but a week ago. You promised that you'd marry me, girl, and I'm knocking at your door. A short life of trouble, a few short days to part. A short life of trouble, little girl, avoids a broken heart. But now you've broken your promise, gonna marry whom you please. My poor heart is aching, little girl, and lying at your knee. A short life of trouble, a few short days to part. A short life of trouble, little girl, avoids a broken heart. Avoids a broken heart.
You grew up in Southern Texas, and as we've said, you've lived in many other places, moved around a lot since. Was Southern Texas somewhere that you wanted to escape? Because you've returned since, haven't you?
I'm in Central Texas now. Where I'm from down there in the Rio Grande Valley, that's South Texas. I mean, I was born in the same town as Freddie Fender. He's a Tejano blues star. Well, he's really just a Texan that made amazing music, has a big regional impact on people all over that area. Yeah, that was an area that we were trying to get out of. You know, we lived on a rural dirt road, you know, had a trailer. You know, my mama was working at a small newspaper. My daddy was pouring concrete, and it was beautiful down there, but, you know, things didn't work out. You know, you couldn't keep the family together, you know, and we did what a lot of people do in those kind of situations out there in the rural setting is mama moved to the city, the big city. She moved way up north to Dallas, and that's a long way north. That's like 8 hours north, so it's a different climate. Everything different was about it. So, yeah, you know, we had to get out of there to, you know, kind of looking for that upward mobility. But I'm always in that place in my mind, and I think my music comes from that place. You know, I think everybody carries the place they're born with them, and you express it all the time, that you know it or not, I guess.
And so how was it to return back to Texas? Did you think you'd always end up back there again?
Nah. You know, I can't say that. You know, and I love Texas. I'm born there. I feel like I represent a certain identity of that place, and I'm proud to be able to do that. But I have always been a wanderer, and circumstances had brought me back to Texas. And by accident, I realized that these things going on in Dallas and Fort Worth and Austin, I just by accident, passing through, I hadn't seen my mama in a few years. And I noticed that there was a Deep Ellum, this neighborhood, Deep Ellum, which is one of America's most important neighborhoods for music. First black commercial district in Texas where you could play music. And so it has an importance. It was like where the cultures converged in those days, much like Beale Street in Memphis or New Orleans, French Quarter. There has been a renaissance in that town. Actually, this band kind of is riding on that renaissance. It was the right timing for me to get off the street. I had learned how to play the blues enough to be able to get on stages and play amplified. And I started playing in those nightclubs every night of the week. You know, I used to play in these two places on Commerce Street, right down there in old Deep Ellum. You got to keep in mind this street in this neighborhood, for us in America, you know, it's been there since the 1870s. That's a long time for places in Texas because it was all settled so late. That town, it's all still there. And I used to play a jazz club called The Freeman on Friday night, and then separated by a wall, step over to the other club on Saturday night and play Adair's, which was a country and western saloon. I did that for 2 years, you know, and it was just ringing the bell in all them clubs around that area of Texas, parlaying all that up into figuring out how to get into the theater, and I started selling out my shows in that. And, you know, people call me country, and I guess I do look pretty country. But country means something different to me than what it means, like, in mainstream world these days. You know, country to me is not like a white country music thing, or, like, if it's black, it's blues or soul. You know, like, country and soul to me is all of those things. It's Texas and Louisiana the way I look at it. It's boogie-woogie in a Gulf Coast style, you know, and it's Tejano and European and black and native and all this stuff together, you know, and we've got a lot of problems over there in the States need solving and conversations that are yet to be had. But, you know, we do have our beautiful music stuck together, liking each other or not. We have this beautiful music, and I'm very proud of that. Well, I'd like to do a little tune here that I've been working on. I've been calling it Five More Miles. And I was messing around on the banjo that I play from time to time. And this song just come to me like a train at sunrise.
What the crow is the fly, see my sugar in his thigh. You don't want me if I know, five more miles for me to go. That two train running at leave this town. That sun come up, I'm going down. They saying I'm free, but I just don't know. Five more miles for me to go. Five more miles for me to go. I'm gonna tell you what, on this road that's filled up with sorrow, I'm gonna tell you what, ain't never enough. They call me Doe Christmas, that's my name. I got this river running through my veins. At night in August, it sure do glow. 5 more miles for me to go. I know this life is so hard. All I can do is play my.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Charlie Crockett, and his album Lonesome as a Shadow is out now on 30 Tigers. Crockett is on tour in Europe right now and about to head back to North America for dates throughout the year. Find out more information at charliecrockett.com. This show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. We'll be back at the same time next week, but for now, thanks for listening.
Yeah.